Pat in Pennsylvania is on the line with a leak in a garage roof. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have an attached garage to my house, and right down at the end where the near the garage doors there, right where the soffit meets the shingles, I have a leak there, and I was just wondering how I could try to fix that. If I could just put some of that blackjack in there and try to fix it, or
how long do you want it fixed for? A week or like forever? Because if you just use the tar, it's going to be a very short-term repair.
Okay.
Tell me where exactly the leak is evidencing itself.
Well, it's just a little bit of a water spot there, right at the garage door, and that it seems like the shingles are lifted up a little bit. But we built our home only 9 years ago, so I wasn't sure, you know, if it was the shingles or.
Okay, so you're not even sure if it's the shingles themselves that are cracking. So if you built your home 9 years ago, you've got a fiberglass-based asphalt shingle. And one of the ways that fiberglass-based asphalt shingles wear is they actually develop sort of fissures or cracks in them. So if you put a ladder against the front of the garage and you kind of go up and look down on the shingle itself, and if you see cracks that go through them, that could be the source of the water. Now, if you've just got one or two shingles that are pushed up like that, usually that's because a nail is actually backing up through the roof. And you can put a flat bar in there and kind of tap that nail down. And yeah, if you want to put a little bit of asphalt sealing under the tab just to kind of hold it in place, then that would be okay. But in terms of leak prevention, that type of sealant is not the way to fix the leak. If it turns out that the shingles are cracked, I don't want you to tar them. I want you to take them off and replace them.
Okay, so that's not a permanent fix then, I guess, is what you're saying.
Well, it's right. It's not going to be a permanent fix. If the shingles are cracked, then you should pull off the shingles that are damaged and replace them. And you can do that with a flat bar. You can actually sort of extract, sort of surgically remove a shingle from the middle of a roof and put a new one back in its place.
Okay, you wouldn't think after 9 years that the shingles would be cracked already, would you? Or?
I have seen it happen quicker than that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's why I see that's kind of the way those shingles wear. It depends on a lot of factors. But I would take a very careful look at that and see if that's what's causing it.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Pat. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.